Welcome to Fabulous After 50, the podcast for women wanting to make the most of their lives. My name is Julie Kennedy, and I am your host. I am delighted to welcome today the truly inspiring Agnès Motte to share her journey of self-discovery and resilience through more trauma than anyone should have to face, and how she overcame what she learned and how she now thrives. Welcome, Agnès. If you could start with sharing a little bit of who you are, what you do, and why you do it.
Thank you so much, Julie. And yeah, thank you for having me here. Well, I'm Agnès Motte. I'm born in Budapest, beautiful Hungary. I'm a mother of two adult children, and I'm living nearby Amsterdam for almost 40 years. So I'm delighted to share my story and wisdom.
And you do have a story, an absolutely incredible story. I met Agnès through Indeed Global Woman Amsterdam, which is a very empowering network of women entrepreneurs around the world, where we get together, support each other, learn from each other, grow our businesses. And importantly, and I find especially for my segment here of the 50 plus, is we really learn to come to terms with, you know, what's gone on so far and what we want ahead. And that's the positive side of it, is that we take stock and then we think, okay, right, what can we do with this? And that is something that I very much admire Agnès for. Agnès has participated in a wonderful book called Tap Into Your Power, 21 Lessons to Help Women Conquer Their Fear and Reinvent Themselves. Already the sort of topic, Agnès, that's what you were saying before, right? When I asked you why, you said, well, that topic really resonated with you, right?
Oh, absolutely. Totally. Yes. And I think it's really the time for it to tap in our own power, each one of us. So I think time is right. So I really love to be in that book project of Global Woman. So I met also really incredible ladies with all their amazing stories. So I really love to share my story as well. Yes.
And that's the beautiful thing, I think, of this sort of book, is that on the one hand, it's women, you know, in the sort of let's say who are using what's happened to them to help others, to share the wisdom that they've learned in order to help other people cope. But at the same time, for the writer personally, it is also very therapeutic. And I can imagine it must also be quite scary to suddenly, you know, it's like coming out, you know, you're coaching. And that's what I was saying as well, is that, you know, I met Agnès as a very vibrant, strong, beautiful, radiant woman. And when I read her story, and when I read the huge amount of deep trauma on various levels at various ages, in various circumstances, it's truly awesome to see the woman standing there and being able to share that story in order not to say poor me, but on the contrary, to say this is what I've learned and this is what I now want to offer the world. And that's what Agnès is working on right now. Her chapter is called From Trauma to Dharma, A Paradigm Shift. And that's what we're going to be talking about today.
Yes.
So first of all, what do you call a paradigm?
Yeah, very excited. So thank you. It's a lot of what you'd say about it. So I'm very honored to hear this, but it's almost like not my story, you know? So it's really something I left behind when I closed this chapter.
Right.
A paradigm. Well, what I call paradigm, that you really got new insights that we thought that we got learned in our lives.
Right.
So when you realize there is something even more, even bigger or more wiser than we ever can imagine, and we never to learn about it. So that's give me all of this in this journey of my life, that we really can overcome so much.
Yeah.
And we have so much life can go through us, by us, and all the wisdom and information that we are here free for us, just to guide us. That's really, it's almost too spiritual, but it's really grounded.
But exactly, and that's what intrigues me indeed, is you know, when I hear about paradigm shift and all of that, and I know you're very much into the soul, but at the same time, I see you as a very down-to-earth businesswoman. I mean, you had a past in corporate, right? Was it marketing, sales?
HR.
And yes. Yeah, HR,
and
exactly.
Yes.
Exactly, so very, very corporate, very down-to-earth. And so basically, the point of our discussion today is to go into Agnès's story. I would very much invite you to get the book Tap Into Your Power, 21 Lessons to Help Women Conquer Their Fear and Reinvent Themselves, if you want to hear more about her. But basically, Agnès has been through a lot, right, at various stages of her life, etc., and it just continued, a huge amount of stress, even in the later years. It just didn't stop. So then, of course, you know, the burnouts come, the depressions come, the worries come, and it just doesn't stop until basically her body just couldn't cope with it anymore, right? You had a total body shutdown.
Yes, That's correct. Totally. Yes. Life challenged me in a big and a long and very excited way.
Yes.
So I really, the biggest challenge was when I got my divorce and I lost my two children. That was the biggest loss, because energetically is the most strongest bond we ever have and can have in human life.
Yes.
So that's the most hardest way I ever experienced, even after my child.
Even after all those huge traumas you've been through.
Yes. That one was the biggest and the most painful, really, you can experience.
I think we can all resonate with that, Agnes.
Yes. So after all this, what came through and passed by, I had a really collapse and my body totally shut down. And I had a near-death experience.
A near-death experience, right?
Yes. So I totally went out of my body. And so I really left my mind. If you are a visual
person.
Yes.
And thankfully, they found you.
Yes, yes. And so I lived, of course, you go out of your body. And I went to my now outside of my body. And I really got this way of feeling light and not in my body anymore.
Wow.
So when I went out, I really had fragments of my life passing by.
Right.
From the age that I was to my younger self.
Okay, backwards then, right?
Backwards, yes, really. Yeah. That's really, I didn't know why difficult fragments came by, but just a few of it. And when I really got there, I just had like a cloud feeling that I had no eyes and no ears, no heart, no brain. But
we're just nothing yet, yeah.
Aware of everything, even more than ever. So I communicate just by knowing that I had information and I'd felt everything around me.
Incredible.
Yeah, it was incredible. It was really incredible. I felt only love, really only love to what you are in essence.
Yes.
You are not only love, but it's also information and energy. So that's I experienced it there. And after a while I was there, I had a strong feeling that I had to go back. So in such a way that
something pulled you back.
Yeah. Something pulled me back. So I really get from that fontanel again into my body.
Gosh, so, but it's so precise, and you can remember all of that. The listeners cannot see you, but I can. I can see you seeing it.
Yes, yes, I really yes. And I after because we're making a jump, but after I got back in my journey of my soul, I now know that I'm a very sensitive soul person. That I was already when I was young, because I could feel other person's
emotions and energy.
Emotions, energy, but also their state.
Yes.
So that was but what we talked about before. We all our children, all open and connected with ourselves, but we lose it on the way. So that's what I want to talk and to love to share this topic, how important it is to stay in connection and take care of this connection with ourselves, with our soul, because our soul is really our direction, our balance, our God's voice, our essence. And we understand our essence. We understand the simplicity of life.
Yeah, so, and there's no fear there, there's no pain there, there's no frustration there. It's just a place of beautiful being, right?
Yeah.
Oh, that's how I imagine it.
Yeah, yeah, oh yeah, absolutely. It is, yes, because you live in connection with your essence and you can embody this, but that is not about living only from the mind, but you connect the feeling and the mind in together. So, and you living from that embodiment is a really new paradigm of living.
Right. But so I mean,
connect from soul to soul level. So
how do we do that? I mean, okay, you've had this incredible experience, you know, which was the accumulation of so many years of overcoming, which, as you say, you probably don't even realize yourself. I mean, yeah. I mean, I can imagine you even rereading your chapter and thinking, goodness, you know, who was that? You
know?
Yeah, exactly. Because I
live so many lives.
That's also
so
survival, isn't it? It's also survival, that weight of, you know, maybe detaching yourself a little bit, because otherwise you wouldn't, you know, you'd have had your near-death experience a lot earlier, I think, you know, if you had
it. In a way, it is. But in the other way, you have to go through it.
Yes.
Indeed. Because there is no other way. You have to go through.
Yeah.
Because your soul is the insight of the lessons you learn. You make it wisdom, but you have to go through it.
You have to go through it. That's then also a beautiful way of looking at it then. Instead of ranting and raving and putting all our energy in feeling victimized or angry or bitter, etc., it means that we then are in a way almost thankful. I mean, I'm a Nichiren Buddhist, and that is what we say in our Nichiren Buddhism practice, is to actually to be grateful for all the obstacles that come, because otherwise we wouldn't grow. And in our Buddhism, we even say that we have chosen what happens to us, because we want to go through that, or we need to go through that in order to attain that deeper wisdom and what you call that soulfulness. Mm-hmm. Right. So if we're talking about embodying the new paradigm, and yes. I know this is very important to you, that this is what you want to help people with. And also, I mean, what I'm loving about this episode as well is that, you know, you're not there yet, right? You've had this experience, you've got this knowledge, which you've now incubated and distilled over the last, you know, 10, 20 years. And you now know that it's the right time to bring it out. So you've participated in this chapter. And now you're thinking about indeed, you know, leaving your corporate world and dedicating yourself full time to sharing this new paradigm and teaching it to others. So I really appreciate the fact that you're talking about it already now, because we all know, and it's a perfect example of how, you know, I don't think you're over 50 yet, but maybe not too far off, that how we can, you know, recreate ourselves at any stage and to get closer and closer to following that soul path. Yeah. But so for us, let's say the listeners here, we all have, we were talking about it before the episode, we all have trauma of our own. Different levels, you know, some traumas, some would define as huge, others are small, but basically from the point of view that it affects you, a trauma is a trauma, right? Whether one person would think, oh, come on, that's nothing, that doesn't really matter. It's how the person is affected.
Yes, the impact, of course, yes.
So if we're talking about embodying this new paradigm,
yes,
how does one do that?
Ooh. Do you have some time?
Yeah, no, but I mean, what is it? You know, you want to teach, you want to share. And I know from you that you don't want to share just your story. You don't want it to be about you. You want it to be about what you have learned that you want to share, not about all the millions of horrible things which have happened to you. So what is it that you want to share? What do you feel your message is? What are you here for?
What I really experience is that we are now in a time that we can have more knowledge about how to become ourselves.
True.
And how to open up ourselves more to life. That we are jumping to the spiritual world, or they are going to the Aquarius timeline. That is really how to go back to ourselves again.
Right.
And what is ourself is our soul. Because there is one thing that I experience that's leave the body is the soul. Yeah, but also is the soul in my higher experience is the one that is connection to the spiritual realm, to our body, but also has his own wisdom where we come to the world. So, and how to own this wisdom, how to use this to the world, and how to stay connected to our life and not to this distance in our teenage years. But even in our younger year, when we are more close to our own essence, our own soul, we will have a more consciousness of unity consciousness as well in one time. So we know that we only can live in the here and now. We all know that, and we all meditate is really go inside, always focused on go to inwards and how to connect with others.
So it's really trying to reconnect with the child within us then, if we're taking it slightly away from the spiritual, but more it's that feeling of playfulness, of being in the now, as you were saying, of you know, enjoying simple little pleasures and not being loaded down by guilt or bad experiences or low self-confidence or, you know, all the, oh no, I can't, or I shouldn't, or I mustn't, or whatever. You're just a child and you're curious and you embrace everything.
Absolutely, because you are not, you're going to, in a new age, in new paradigm, because we will put the soul in the center of our life.
Right, instead of, and now what would you say?
Then you go out of your mind, so you are more in the energetic state, you are more joyful, you are more open, you are more into life itself. So that's
what you say, I mean, we're getting into
as well. It's really rejuvenation as well.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely, because you in the source, you are connected to everything that is called life.
So what prevents us from being connected to our soul? Is it then our ego, which, you know, wants to control everything and then leads to doing a lot rather than being, right? I mean, that's something that I think in the 50 plus, we suddenly understand that life is about being, not about doing, right? Doing exactly. Will never make anybody happy, and you just need to do more and more and more and more. It's the being.
Can I add to that as well?
Yes.
It's correct. We are going to the more being state, but it also, which wisdom system your soul is needing. You can go from action, is doing. You can also come from feeling.
Yes.
That's more, I'm a feeling type of what I use more of my soul wisdom. And you can also more of knowing, of listening.
Yes.
So we have different areas, but when you are connected to your soul, you can choose and get the knowledge. When you are aware of your own soul again, it will teach you which action you are here for in life. So which action of energy you're using more of it. Yeah, your people are more thinkers than action takers. And the other action takers or feeling takers. I'm right. More feeling and thinker before I take action. But I also give people, I don't think too much, they take just action and they go,
right.
Go.
Right, right.
What we need now is the vertical alignment. So
how can we work on that? You know, if I usually ask in my episodes for some tips to share with the listeners. What tips would you have, you know, while we're waiting for you, for the whole product that you're going to create to help us embody that paradigm shift? Just right now, I mean, with the wisdom that you've acquired through your experience, what tips would you like to share with the listeners today to be more in line, like you're saying?
Well, really, it's different areas of to being there, but to go in from going from our own inner knowing. Yeah, the intuition.
So I suppose you have to be quiet, right? So it's maybe carving out time to sit alone so that we can hear that intuition.
You can do it in a different way. Yes, it depends on what you're more likely. Yeah, you can go meditate, you can go walk. Also get out of your head. It's go inwards anyway. That's what starts. But it also starts with awareness. Because right. Everything starts with awareness. Because if you're not aware that you are a soulful being, you're coming from a different point of view.
And so, it is true that our society so far, or in the last, let's say, the years that we've lived as young adults and adults,
yes.
Is absolutely not geared towards that. It was very much about achievements, about, you know, grades and results and hierarchies, whether yes. It's in work or in your studies, etc., that yes. we tend to forget about the inner being that maybe, you know, in you still see the indigenous populations, etc., who haven't gone through all this mad frenzy of industrialization. And you know, consumerism and all of that, they are still very much more connected to their soul. That's where they get their wisdom from, not from Wikipedia or Google. They get their wisdom through tuning in to all that, also ancestral knowledge.
There is so much hidden wisdom that we have in our reach that it makes me heal myself.
Yes.
It really heals, and I had all the traumas that I had. It made me rejuvenate myself. I overcome challenges to reconnect my soul again. But I'm also embody this because it's not only about me. It's about how I get it, this information from life. It's something much bigger than me.
Yes.
So I'm.
But which guided you then, right? Which guided you to healing?
Exactly. But I trust it and I know it.
That's it. It's
guiding me.
So I'm hearing you say two important words there. One is the awareness that each and every one of us has by definition that
absolutely.
Soulful wisdom within. Absolutely. It's not that some are lucky and some are not. We all have that.
Yes.
And then it's to actually trust it. Trust it enough to listen. To listen, because our mind then kicks in, our ego kicks in. Oh, don't be silly, and you can't do that, and you don't have enough money for this, and you're not good enough for that. You know, all those patternings that you were talking about.
Really, we have to get out your own way. That is
we have to exactly get out your own way. Now, that's a very good tip. I'm going to write that one down. Get out your own way. Yes,
yeah. That's the only way, because you know, we have all history, we have our backgrounds, but when you open up and you really get out of your head and you know the difference between your thoughts and your awareness. But you have to be aware of those different things. So, and after that, you have to go out of your own way to go through your own subconscious. And I experiment with this, my subconscious, because I was full of traumas from my younger age and all this thing. There is an energetic container around the soul. And the soul is the guiding driver in everything we are here for in life. Because the soul is driving through life itself to get to clean the subconscious,
right?
Fully reconnect with your soul again. And our subconscious is everything we put in, we don't want to feel, we don't want to know, we don't want to face, but it's an energetic container around the soul. So when you are empty the subconscious, and what I did fully by myself, true life itself, to listen and to reconnect and to know, be aware of what I was thinking, or was it the information that I get? I emptied my subconscious and I never got any depression anymore.
Yeah, you let go, basically. You let go of everything which was no longer serving you.
It's not only letting go, but it's letting go can be a way to do it. But right. It's accepting. And through accepting, you let it go. But it can help in another way, you know? It's how you approach things. You can approach it in different ways, of course.
Yeah, I get what you're saying.
Because it's so important. You come to your essence, and that's your soul. Yeah. And your soul is just not your heart, but it's your soul.
Yeah.
And that's the whole information where everything is connected. So,
and you're going to teach people how to do that, because I think most of us don't know how to do it. We would love to know how to do it. You know, I mean, I think nowadays, of course, well, first of all, because our society has realized that all the materialism isn't a source of happiness, plus all the health issues and burnouts, etc. We have, of course, had the upcoming of coaching, of mindfulness, of meditation, yoga, having more life work balance.
Yes.
You know, we are very lucky, I find personally, to be living in a society where this is definitely awakening, and where, so much so that it's in businesses. You know, we had Barbara on the episode last week, you know, about compassion, you know, that in big universities, big companies, that's what they're teaching as well. So, I mean, it is important to have that. But then the next step is, okay, we know also, because 50 plus, we tend to be a little bit more in tune maybe with our wisdom. Maybe we've decided to listen to it finally, or maybe we just have more time in our lives to listen to it. We're less busy with the height of our career for most of us. We're less busy with children raising for those who have had children. So there is a bit more of a, it's not the me time which is, you know, egocentric. It's the me time of what do I have to give and what do I still need, you know, to do on this life path to feel that I've lived a worthy life of giving and being there for others.
Yes.
So it's we do maybe then start thinking about, okay, I need some time for myself. Now that's something that I learn. I'm a very busy person, but I do need quiet time for myself more and more. But it's really finding your soul. I mean, some people would probably not know how to even hear their soul, or, you know, how to actually tune into it so that they can even see its existence, or feel, I would say, probably for most of us, its existence. So there's a lot of teaching you're going to have out there for us. Or also in the tips that you'd written down as well, you had never let your feelings go. What do you mean by that?
Well, the few mistakes that I made in my life, because I didn't listen to my feelings, and I always feel my feeling, because I born with it, I feel everything, you know, as a young child. I believe every child is really close to the feelings, because also our survival, so we need it. But in a young age, I was mostly left alone, so I explored this feeling to be always self-reliance in my whole life. So I really explore this inside of me. So it's very important to not only to feel it, so never let your feeling go, because your feeling is your intuition.
Right.
Your intuition is the awareness of your soul.
Right.
So that's always right. That's always right. It's always right.
Intuition.
Exactly what you need to know, need to feel, need to hear. And when you are not listening to it and not take action, so it's not enough to feel it, because I feel it always, but I not always take the right action.
Right, exactly. You have to follow it, not just hear it, right?
Yes,
you have to actually act on
both.
It and dare and trust, say, you know, before, you know, people used to make fun of women in particular, who I don't know why, but tend to be always closer to their intuition. And people would say, oh, for goodness sake, you know, but we should. And we're learning now that indeed that is the right way. Okay.
Yes.
You had also stay true to yourself. You are a soulful being. So that's what you've been.
Yes, I will. I will hope that in this new age we go, in a new paradigm, we are aware of it, that we are a soulful being, because then we are approaching another way.
Right.
So, and we are really, when we are knowing ourselves, we are master our own self. So we will be self-reliance, we will be self-improvement, we will a more healing approach to how to heal ourselves.
Yeah.
We can be fully in life itself, embody this life that get through us. What is here for us, the energy, the information, everything is here.
Right.
Just are we
And then we fill our vessel, right? And when we're full, we can help others. I think that's also the way about it, is that it's to me, more and more in life, I find that my happiness comes from being there for others. We can't do that when we're miserable, right? That's what we say, you know, no miserable person ever helps someone else. It's, you need to first fill your own vessel, you know,
you
with
can
your
only
soul.
Give what you have.
Exactly. That's true.
And connecting from soul to soul level will be a new age, I believe so, in the future.
Right.
Yes.
Now, I see you have also as tip 3, stay grounded and realistic. Work must be done on Earth School now.
Yes, absolutely.
Right. So what do you mean by that? So what is Earth School? You mean the work needs to be done here and now on Earth?
I will keep it small, but yes. So we really have to face our shadows. Really?
Right.
Really hard.
Yes.
Really, 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 really hard. Even if you don't want to know it, you don't want to go there, you really have to face your own self.
Because we carry the negative energy with us, don't we? Whether we want to or not, everything that we've buried, or like you were saying, you know, everything that we've pushed under in our subconscious that we don't want to know, don't want to face, etc. It doesn't go away. It's still there. We're still dragging that with us the whole time, and it doesn't let us be free and have that soulful creativity that children have. So we do need to face, right? We need to stop running away from our shadows.
Oh, absolutely. And I think in my experience, there is no shortcuts, because your soul has also this guidance of life.
Right.
And in that guidance of life, are you aware of it? Do you understand it? Do you understand where are you between in those holy land? There is nothing to hold on. Right. And that's the digesting happening, and also guide you to this unity where we become one and whole. So we are connected to our soul again. You're fully in connection with life, but your soul is never leaving the spiritual world. It's always connected.
Yes, so connected through being grounded. So that's what you mean with grounded, right? So we're grounded on Earth, and the connection goes up to our soul, which is
in the spiritual realm. But the work is here on Earth, because we have to work on ourselves to master our emotions to become free. Right. And when we are free, we can open up to life itself. So then... Yeah, we will.
So we need to clean up. Our baggage.
Yes. But that work can be quite
challenging.
Challenging, exciting, and hard work. Sometimes it's hard work.
Oh, I can imagine, because of course nobody wants to go back. I mean, if you've buried it, it's a shadow for a reason, right? It's because
you have to be a little bit positive crazy to be so much challenge, and just to get through those challenges.
A soul warrior, right? To do it because you deserve it. To do it because that's, you know, to clear your soul so you can really radiate and be out there. Look, Agnes, thank you so much.
Oh, sorry. Yeah.
No, please add what you wanted to add.
Yeah, I would love to, because when you go to this challenge, it will give you so much power, so much universal information, connections, and life force that it's amazing. So you can really create your own heaven inside yourself, not outside yourself.
Yes. And so nobody can take it away, right? When it's inside, it doesn't depend on external circumstances or when I meet the right guy
even
or when I get the best
after
car.
This life, even after this life. Yeah.
So. Oh, that's a beautiful story of hope. And I mean, just looking at you, I mean, you really embody that. You know, I was so shocked when I read your chapter about all that you've been through. And then speaking to you and seeing this radiance and this, this inner wisdom, but with lightness, you know, not inner wisdom in a deep, dark, philosophical way. It's life. You embody life. And I mean, that's
spiritual is really realistic and practical. So it's really grounded. It's not something.
Well, I can't wait to hear what's going to come out of trying to crystallize all this myriad of wonderful things that you have to share. Good luck with that. Thank you very much for being with us here today. I very much hope to have you back to go into more detail in certain aspects of it. But I believe you've definitely given us a lot of food for thought. So thank you, Agnes. For the rest
thank
of you,
you so much, Julie.
You're very,
thank
very
you
welcome.
Very much.
Please
have a nice
come
day.
Back. For the rest of you out there, I shall just repeat a few of the tips. I mean, do listen with your soul as well to everything that Agnes has shared here. I will remind you that the name of the book is Tap Into Your Power, 21 Lessons to Help Women Conquer Their Fear and Reinvent Themselves, and Agnes Mott's chapter. It's all about what she is all about and wanting to share now, based on all the traumas that she's been through and her near-death experience, is all about the soul, about the new paradigm, and about embodying it, this connection with your soul. It's all about getting out of your own way, which I thought was a very good one. Stopping and listening and tapping into your inner wisdom, but not just listening, acting on it. Listen to what your intuition is telling you and follow it. It's all about, as she was saying, feeling the feelings. Don't let go of your feelings. Your feelings are your intuition and they are the awareness of your soul. So increasingly in life, I think we're in the right place to be doing that. Then we face our shadows with strength and power and conviction, and we free ourselves so that our soul can continue this beautiful journey for many more years to come. Thank you, Agnes. Thank you to you all. Speak to you again this time next week.
Thank you so much. Bye.
Thank you for listening. Now it is up to you to make it happen. Join me next week for another dose of empowering vitamins as we navigate the marvelous roller coaster we call life. Subscribe and let me know what you think we should be talking about. Take care out there.